Wondrous Things in God's Law, March 19. The Contest over God's Law. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Jesus Christ is the glory of the law. The bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness are to be reflected from his messengers upon the minds of sinners, in order that they may be led to say, with one of old, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." Many do not discern the wondrous things that are to be seen in God's law. They have not beheld that which was revealed to Moses when he prayed, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." To Moses was revealed God's character. In the law every specification is the character of the infinite God. Heaven's law is always merciful, kind, tender, helpful, uplifting to others. The downtrodden law of God is to be exalted before the people, as soon as they turn with earnestness and reverence to the Holy Scriptures. Light from heaven will reveal to them wondrous things out of God's law. Truths which have proved an overmatch for giant intellects are understood by babes in Christ. The law of Ten Commandments is not to be looked upon as much from the prohibitory side as from the mercy side. Its prohibitions are the sure guarantee of happiness in obedience. We are not to regard God as waiting to punish the sinner for his sin. The sinner brings punishment upon himself. His own actions start a train of circumstances that bring the sure result. Every act of transgression reacts upon the sinner, works in him a change of character, and makes it more easy for him to transgress again. By choosing to sin, men separate themselves from God, cut themselves off from the channel of blessing, and the sure result is ruin and death. By obedience to this law the intellect is strengthened, and the conscience is enlightened and made sensitive. The youth need to gain a clear understanding of God's law.